Okay.
All right, so we're going to start with the play.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, it will be done by the chairperson or majority vote. So first up is approval for the minutes for May 12, 2022.
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And then approval of the agenda for tonight, June 16th.
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, so informational items. The first one is from the Indian Springs Library, so that would be Jet.
Hi everyone, my name is Jet. I am right now handing out a little flyer about all the programs we've got coming up this summer. But while I do that, I just wanted to update you on our PMI programs. We did change our hours for the kids' lunches from 2 to 4 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And Saturday is still the same, 1:30 to 3:30. They are being very strict with us about the time, so we have to serve within that time. We don't have a waiver to serve outside of that right now. But we did get our waiver for grab and go, so parents can absolutely come up and pick up for their kids, or the kids can pick up and they can go back to the pool or whatever it is that they're doing. So that is an option. We are still running our food pickup program, sponsored by Lighthouse Charities. That's every 2 weeks. It is open to everybody in the community. So if you would like to sign up, we have applications in the library. It is a whole bag of food. It's hit or miss on what's in there. Just because we had a ton of frozen. Previous times we've had a lot of frozen. We've had a lot of shelf stable. So it does change. If you know anybody who may be food insecure, please have them stop by. It's a very short application. We really just want to make sure that this person is a resident and in the area. In terms of programs, the handout that I just gave you all, I hope you all know that the library has our summer challenge going on. The first one that you see there, the all black one, that one is the Imaginarium. So all the kids who have completed level 2 of their reading log by June 30th will be entered to win a Bama 4-pack of tickets to the Imaginarium at Area 15. Tickets for those ranging from $30 to $45. So it's a great thing for the kids. We're actually going to have 3 prize packs that will be up for grabs. So get your kids reading. If you know kids, make sure that everything's getting logged. You don't necessarily have to come in to log. You can call me on the phone. We'll get it into the computer. If you don't win, or if you're an adult without kids like myself, you can absolutely use the code on that Imaginarium. It's $10 off per ticket, and it's just a local code on that. Couple of programs we do have coming up. We have the Sente Robotics Bricks and Kicks presented by my partner Hero of the Parks. They're actually going to be out here on Tuesday, June 28th. It's going to start at 9:30. It's going to run all the way until noon. They're going to have different stations for the kids. LVMTV is going to be out with their robots. UNLV is going to be out with their solar panels. The kids will be doing the science of the kit. So they're actually going to be making soccer balls out of recycled materials. And they'll be doing some karate kicks, from what I understand. They'll also be building a bristle brush box for piano circuits. So some really cool stuff. We are asking for registration because we want to make sure that all of our kids get the opportunity. But anybody is welcome to show up for the actual presentations with LVMTV and UNLV and to come hang out. We've also got Carlos Nieto coming out July 19th. He'll be here in the evening at 4:30. He was actually the animator for The Simpsons. He has his own drawing program called Animate Your Way. The program is aimed at teens, but anybody is welcome. We opened it up for everyone. So if you want to come down, you want to meet Carlos Nieto, you want to learn how to draw, it's going to be a great time. Everything will be provided. Lastly, I do have a summer STEM work that's presented by UNR, 4-H, and Partners in Parenting. That will be Thursday, July 28th. We will probably be taking registration just to kind of give a better head count for our partners, but I won't announce that until July, so plenty of time to check your calendars. That is actually aimed at all ages for the kids. The first step that we have coming up on June 28th is for that 5 to 12 year old. If you have any questions, please feel free to call the library, stop by. Our phone number is 702-879-3845. I think I said that a million times today. Does anybody have any questions?
How many people on the food program?
Our food program, I have a list of 93 people. They usually give us enough food for about 100. So I usually have some extra bags. So even if you're not signed up or you didn't sign up on time, you forgot to sign up, if you show up after 6, if we have extra bags, we are more than happy to hand them out. So we want to get that to the community because we're closed on Friday. So there's no point in us keeping it in there. It's just going to go bad. Anything else? All right.
Thank you. All right. Any spring volunteer fire department?
Yeah.
Hey everyone, my name is CDL JVD, East Spring Volunteer Fire Department. So far we've made 3 calls so far this year. We have 2 new people trying to get on, get to go to the background. That's going to make 4 for what's coming, Kathy's going on. So hopefully everything will work out. Please do not call me. Tell me to send people. Everybody called that one. I get phone calls. Hey, I got some stuff going on over here. Just call that one. I can't call myself. I don't know what to call. If you're there, just call that one. That's all I got. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Metro's not here. NHP?
I don't really have too much prepared. However, I do have our stats from last month, which seem to be the most important. So last month for my squad mate and I, we were moving sergeants, we had 393 citations. There were 10 drafters within the district. I personally handled 300. We had 3 arrests. Okay, I'm not going to do that. We had 6 data vehicles, 62 motorist assists. We had 9 pedestrians, 392 traffic stops. Total contacts in the month were 534 in total shifts that were worked for that month for 61. We averaged as a unit 8.75 contacts per shift. Any questions on your district? So we take from basically 95 Chaitin north all the way until at least say around 150, which is the way to go. And in that, we also have Mount Charleston.
Thank you. Creech Air Force Base.
Big Peter Zero, DI, ROS, ARIO. I have the pleasure of an introduction for a new member of our PMA Creech, who has also chosen to be a member of the New Orleans community. I have Chief Miller. He's a new resident here. He's in the process of building a house and he's also renting here. So he is a member of the MSG. So that's good. I'm sorry, mission support. That's who I represent. So
I hope that it's not.
Chief Miller comes to us with lots of experience. And the other big thing is his intention here is this is his permanent home. So when he's done his service here in the Air Force, he plans this is retirement. So, So what else? I really don't have a lot. We had an inspection this past week. We're still going over the results of that. However, Megan, one of the things that I was curious about, and since I didn't have a chance to call you because we were doing other things, mutual aid agreements. The result of our inspection is Air Force has new standards that they need to apply to existing mutual aid agreements. So at some point, if you and I could connect sometime next week about revamping. Now, I want to be clear, we're not changing. Our goal is not to change anything other than we need to be in compliance with Air Force regulations as to what those expectations are from the Air Force. But I would tell everybody here, please, don't read into that. It's just a paperwork exercise. We still intend on responding to issues across the street as we have before. So, but unfortunately, when they go through the, not all the I's and T's were dotted and crossed that they should have. Other than that, unless you have any questions. I'm sorry. Change of command season is also coming. So you're going to see a lot of leadership changes over at Creech for those who work there. I'm moving my commander at the end of July, and we're getting Colonel Blunt, Nita Blunt. She's coming from the Chief of Staff. I'm sorry, not the Chief of Staff, the... Help me out, Chief. Where's she coming?
Protocol down up there at the Bentham.
Yep, but it's coming right out of the chairman's office. So she has a very interesting job, and now she's coming here to be the MSG. So comes from the FS Bureau, so services, things of that nature. Essentially, Colonel Quantico was also the same career field. We still have another year for the wing commander, but next summer would be his swap out date. So. Again, if there's any questions, thanks as always.
Thank you. Clark County Parks and Rec.
Hi, I'm Kelly from Clark County Parks and Rec. We don't have a whole lot going on right now. Our normal open rec, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 12 to 4. It's free for people to come up. It is open. They can go in and out and leave. It's not, they're locked in. And we have a movie in the park Friday night. Starts at 7 o'clock. Zoe and her cheerleaders will be up there doing concessions. But other than that, that's pretty much it this time around.
Softball goes through the summer? I mean, I know that's not you guys,
it's
but...
usually September when they start slowing down, people participating. But we have so many new people this time. We're hoping it slows down in September because, you know, we do have other things to do every Saturday night.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been going really, really good. Poor Gary, he's been working his butt off in concessions that night, him and his group. But it's been doing really well.
Good.
All right. Any questions?
Thank you. And Megan.
Okie dokie. Park repairs. They are hoping that the new parts will be here and installed and fixed by mid to late July. So I know that's still a month away, but there's an end in sight. We've gotten a email on social media from a concerned resident, I didn't recognize the name, about concerns about the repairs and the cleaning. Ron Carrington, who's the head of Parks Maintenance, said that they're supposed to come up here and power wash once a month. And he was going to work with the supervisor and make sure that is still the schedule and they're staying on schedule. NV Energy Substation, I don't have an update yet. They have not submitted for the use permit, so as soon as they submit, they'll be coming out here to talk to you about it. I do not have an update on the mile markers. The solar project, they came to me, I did it last month and had a site that was about 5 miles away. So not ideal, but still better than what it was. But I asked them to put together a rendering before anything else happens so that you guys would have a full picture of what it would look like before they even come back. So we're working on that right now. I have been playing phone tag with the new stream branch owner. I'm sorry, I don't have an update on that one. The state water engineer, they, with vacations and everything, they could be here tonight, but I just talked to them this week, and they're going to come next time or the next time. It's just the vacation, and one of them has been out on medical leave, so there's three people that are trying to coordinate. So we'll have some in there, some here. MB Energy was scheduled to come up tonight and talk about Greenlink, but we had a bit of a clerical error, so it didn't get on to the agenda. So we can't have them present if it's not on the agenda. Nobody knows that they're going to be here. So hopefully they'll be coming back next month to talk to you about the Greenlink. I don't even know a whole lot about it. They'll be talking about their part of it. I'm also going to ask BLM to come up and talk about the permitting part of it as the Greenlink is going with us. So that should be coming up. Mike Gurino has reached out to me, wanting to start using the community center for some more community events. I have put him in touch with the supervisor, who is Becky Shelley, the supervisor over the center, and so I handed off to people that need to handle it, so they are talking about that.
He wants to use the people.
Yeah.
You can pick that noise for
that's in the air
conditioning. Oh, okay.
Well, the kitchen's got to be updated and inspected by the health department.
That's what I thought. So I don't think Shelley was aware of that. So anyway, they're going to handle it and they'll figure it out.
Yep. That's why I passed them off.
I don't have an update on lawn workers, sorry. And Gary, I do not have an update on fire station. It's on my list.
Fire station what?
The repair is done. So I don't have an update on that yet. So I have a lot on my plate right now, so I'm sorry I didn't get to everything. I will have more updates next time. And any questions? Yes.
The walkway that they're talking about putting in, stuff like that. When people come out the other day looking at it, the contract doesn't know.
Yeah, so that was the Smith-Lemma grant that was awarded for us to expand the park. As soon as we have some sort of preliminary plan to look at, we'll be bringing that out to you. The description was, it's going to have a walking path around. It's going to like double the size of the park going north. And it'll have a walkway and picnic tomatoes will cover and some barbecues. Those are the basic things. As far as more detailed plans, they're going to come out with something, we'll be able to look at it and give input.
Because I asked about the fence, and you said they should put a fence in. They don't put a fence in?
No, they...
It will be destroyed.
Fence on the new part.
Yes. Yeah, right. Okay. All of it, or those quads are going to be on that track.
So that's what will be part of the... as we review it when they come out with the public to get your input, that'll be an important thing to put on there. And maybe it won't be a fence. Maybe there'll be some sort of curving. I don't know. But fencing probably won't be very friendly or very accessible for many people, so there may be opportunities that can be done. I'm just saying.
Well, we're already having issues with our quads before we lose some stuff out.
So let me put this out to you guys. Okay. You find that a lot of the problems are with teenagers that are in high school?
Not so much.
No. Okay. So
it's
that's
an equal.
Okay. Teresa had called me this week and we have a problem.
Yeah.
It's really an enforcement issue, and I don't mean to push that off onto Metro at all. But if I don't know who's out there doing something, I can't do anything about it. So if you can get license plate numbers, if you can get descriptions, if they're local, you don't have to write them out. Call me who it is.
We've already talked to some of them that are local, right?
Okay.
You can see a lot of Vegas out here, and they don't do their thing.
And I don't know what to do about that. We have the same people who do the same thing in the valley. People are jerks. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It sucks. I don't know the answer.
I know.
Don't tell me. We're recording. Please do not tell me what your idea is. No, it's an ongoing problem, and unfortunately, it's the same people that dump trash out in our desert, and the same people that, you know, harm animals and do all these terrible things. I don't know how to stop it. So, the best I would suggest is calling Metro, even if they don't respond, they make a record of it. So, if you, and Sergeant Marlowe would tell you the same thing, if you call every time, it'll go up on their priority. And so when they ask their captains or whatever in town, hey, we need extra patrols, or we need backup on holidays or whatever, they'll be able to look at this record and say, yeah, we've had an increase in the call. So even if they don't respond, it's still a record is still there. So, and I know it probably seems futile, and being on hold, I'd say hopefully they're going to fix that on the whole thing, but that's the best advice I can give you now. If they're not local, that's the best advice. But yeah, if they are local, then give me a call. We can have our Metro people go pay a visit and help them. We've had a little success with that in San Miguel as a local person. Or the BLM officers that were there last time that looked a little intimidating, maybe, you know. And if it's on BLM, that's another thing too. Let me know if it's on roads or BLM land, because that'll be different response.
All would be above.
Is there a time that comes up?
It's like on Saturdays.
That's what I was going to say, Saturday morning.
With the, a couple weeks, you know, seeing these guys just tearing up Boulder. A couple hours later, they tear back down, you know, just screaming down the road. They ain't doing no 25, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But then, like last week, there were three or four of them. And they were just putting down the street, and they were fine. You know, they were okay.
I know. So. And I think there, people think it's a ghost town. They think that people don't live there. So believe me, I've heard some scary going through people's yards and property. So it's a problem all over. I
have a question. How soon is it going to be when they start doing input for the new master plan? Years are flying by. I think there's 3 years in.
I think we're changing that process with Transform Cut Point, and I'm glad you brought that up because I want to talk about that.
Okay.
So I don't have an answer to that. I'll find out. But Transport Clark County, and you guys probably remember 2 months ago, we did like our vision for our community. What were the big fluffy things that we feel about our community? You know, dark trash and clean air and things like that. Well, now we're getting to the nitty gritty. This is where you guys need to start paying attention about rural areas and how the code relates to rural areas. It's called transformclarkcounty.com, the website. You can go in there and you can read the changes and see what's going on, and you can comment right on the page. You click on there and put a note and comment on it. I have just finished reviewing 240 pages. I didn't expect y'all to do that. I just finished reviewing it and pulled out the things that I know are important to rural communities and that are of a concern to me as a rural resident too. I'm going to put together an email to all of my communities of the things that I think you should look at, just to be aware of, and give your input. The more comments on things, the better. And they are looking at every comment. This is a consultant, and they really are looking at everything. So a couple of the things, a couple positive things that I just discovered. Up until now, you've only been allowed to have 3 dogs on your property, no matter what size of property and no matter what size of dog. So you could have a little 2,000 square foot lot with 3 German Shepherds. You know, I mean, so they're changing that now, but you can have 6. So,
right.
I understand, but for most of the rural areas, there's big lots. They still follow the rules of barking and taking care of their animals and everything. But for someone like me who's already over the limit, I am so glad. And right now you could go up to 6, but you have to get a pet fanciers permit. You'd have to go through this whole process and get it done every year. This is just gonna go right to the bottom of that. So I think that's a positive move, especially for rural areas. There's a couple other things. Right now, if your house is 30 feet tall and you wanted to build a barn that was 30 feet tall, you'd have to get a waiver, because right now your barn's only 25 feet. the code is going to change that your accessory buildings on your property can be the same height as your house, as your primary structure. I think that's a very positive thing. So there's some good stuff coming out of it. There are some things, I'm just going to give you a couple of things just so you know what I'm looking at. Someone who runs a kennel, right now, you can only have a kennel with a vet's office. So where, like the dog daycare, I don't think those have a vet's office. I don't know what those fall under, but they aren't allowed in the rural area. None of them are allowed. Well, they aren't allowed in rural zoning.
It's an out of home business. Is what those dogs
No. No, some of them are business, like the one on Rainbow that has a big dog thing out front.
They might have a little stuff.
Right, so, but right now it's only allowed in commercial districts. Well, if you have a large property out here, or in San Diego or wherever, they would make sense that you might have a kennel to board dogs in a rural area. So, I think that should be allowed, maybe just special use permit in a rural area. There's a few things like that where the things just don't make sense. Or that I think is our opportunity to change it. So I will be sending that out in the next couple weeks, please. I'm going to send it to the board members. Please share it with everybody. I'll send you on Facebook too. Give your input because the code hasn't been rewritten for 30 years. So this is your chance to make things better, especially in rural areas because it's different. But, you know, they want to think we're all the same or not. We're just a little different. So there are things to change.
Just so we understand, so this is a complete reset of penalties.
It's not a reset. It's a penalty and a rewriting. Right now, Title 30, if you've never had to look at Title 30, it's reset. It's confusing. So now they're putting things together like agricultural uses. So it has animals and all the things that go on gardening and farm, and then they have institutional uses. So you can the things that go together now go together. So it's trying to be more user friendly and trying to fix some of the things that just don't quite work. So it's a really good start. I'm really happy with some of the stuff I'm seeing, but it's even better. So we need to tell them what.
Comments by the general public. I already read this whole big thing at the beginning, so I'm not going to read it again. So, does anybody have anything?
I would like to make a comment and just reinforce the fact that water is our number one, I would hope, priority on our transform Clark County. If we don't jump on the bandwagon and start saying these developers need to back off, just let us enjoy the water that we have here. And
well, they have to get approval and they have to tell them there's enough water before they can build their stuff.
Right.
So
we haven't received any information on whether there is enough water.
Haven't, but I am sure they have because they had to ask the company. They had to ask for the water to find out if there was enough. Otherwise, they wouldn't have built Beezer without
and
the water.
And why was the developer allowed to go further and try to change the zoning and take some of our agricultural away.
You're talking about the
change what zoning?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other part?
Why is that allowed when they do that, when they apply? That shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, but that only applies to the Beezer area. They don't want chickens over there.
You can apply for a change of zone anywhere. If you own the property, you can apply
it's
for a change of zone.
It's the one behind the boys where they're going to build the farmhouse. They want to take another section of agricultural to make that condensed house.
They had said they didn't own the property yet. They were waiting on the water rights. Yeah. And they said they were going to be back in March. And it's almost July.
Turned down too, and that's $800 they just throw it to the wind, and we shouldn't have to throw it to the wind. So hopefully Title 30 that you're revamping will kind of throw that all to the wind too.
More specifics. Planning
steps.
Is planning.
Yeah.
So Title 30 is not going to take away someone's right to ask for something.
But they pay for it knowing that they might not get it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes, just absolutely. So the families know that.
Stuff
that,
gets denied. All,
yeah.
If you ever watch the commission meeting, stuff gets denied all the time.
Correct.
Yep. So, yeah, when someone applies, they know that it's not a guarantee.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I've been, like I said, I've been very, luckily I know this developer well, so I can be very brutally honest. And told him, I don't love it. So, you know, and so then they have suggested some other things. So, but like I have told you before, if you don't like it, it's better to try to make it better than to just say no. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm saying you have to agree with it, and if you want to say no, but if it's coming and they're going to contribute to the community and contribute to the taxes, make them make it better for them.
Well, their first phase sucked. Their second phase, they came back and showed us, was beautiful.
If they are doing what I told them to do, they'll look beautiful.
Okay.
And the next thing on the master plan that I am concerned about is the section out there at the end of the desert behind you.
Yeah.
That needs to be changed back to agricultural. Therefore, you're not using 0.04 acre feet per home condensed down. You're only using 1 acre and 0.04 acre feet of water.
When was that changed?
It's on the master plan. It's all yellow.
You mean the 14 acres?
Mm-hmm.
It's been that way for years. Years.
It should be agricultural on the east side.
He's talking
of
about
the
behind
farm.
My house.
Oh,
correct.
I don't know where he lives.
Yeah.
Elon, the last 3 acres.
Oh, okay.
The last 40 acres beside the ranch.
Oh, okay. That's not true.
And that's all yellow now. And it should be back.
They changed colors, but they didn't change the title.
They didn't change the zone.
Right. Correct.
It gave you potential.
That's on the property owner, right? I mean, if they want to change it, that's their...
Yeah, and if they want to come in...
They still have to apply.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's their choice. They own the property. We can't stop that. We can say, hey, we would like, you know, one house every half acre, but they're looking at dollars. And
that's why I'm not quite understanding why everybody's so concerned about the ranch behind what he's doing with his water. That's his private business. You wanted to do something with water, then you should have bought the ranch. So, enough public comment. I appreciate it.
One last thing.
Thank you.
Whatever happened with the apartments?
I'll have to look. I mean, they were still a group for to keep dragging it along.
Yeah, like 2 more years.
But that expired
like,
in November.
Yeah.
Their 2-year extension
forever
expired
ago?
In November, I'm pretty sure.
I'll go back and look.
And it's still up for sale.
It is.
The room and
it stays there for, well,
I mean,
they
could
fill
them out. Fill them up in a day, you know? It's just so stupid.
And right now, yeah, right now would be a great time, although it would be so much more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I ran into a guy at home at Lowe's, and I was getting a couple things, and he's like, I built my house this summer, and because the price of lumber jumped, it cost an extra $100,000 just for the lumber, not counting nails and paint and everything else. And just crazy.
Anybody else? All right, so next meeting is July 14th. Anything for the agenda, you have to get to Laura a week or two before. And we're done.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't say welcome back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Wait.
There's a event, huge event on Saturday. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's called Northwest Country Fest. It's down at Lone Mountain Park. Lone Mountain and the 215, basically. It's at the equestrian park, not the one that's along Lone Mountain. This one's at the equestrian park. I'm running part of it. It's all free. It's all free. Free food, free music, free games. There's going to be cornhole. There's going to be line dancing. Everything you can imagine. Commissioner Miller and Commissioner Kirkpatrick pooled their money. It's about $70,000. They're going into this huge event. I'm running a horse competition, so that starts at 6:30. So come watch that. We're going to have three performances from different horse groups, and it should be really fun. So,
what time does it
all
start?
It's 4 to 8.
4 to 8.
4 to 8 on Saturday.